To determine the temporal relationship, we need BMI data for a group of people who don't yet have coronary artery disease, so we can determine whether they are underweight, normal weight, overweight, or obese. If we're to follow these people over time, we would need to check regularly to determine whether they developed coronary artery disease. And if more people who are overweight or obese develop coronary artery disease than people who are normal weight. Such cohort studies, which will be discussed later in this module, have indeed been done and have confirmed that temporal relationship showing that obesity typically comes first, followed by coronary artery disease.